armies had assembled there, 18 actually divisions, and Krishna, that's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does kindly become chariot driver of Arjuna. Arjuna is called Partha, and his sarathi, Partha sarathi, is Sri Krishna. And at the beginning of the battle, as the history unfolds, Arjuna was overwhelmed by knowing the fact that he had to battle with his own family members, and then his whole bodily concept was revived, and his affection, his emotions, he was overwhelmed by all that, and did not want to do his duty as a Kshatriya, and Lord wanted to use him as Nimitta Matram Bhavasavya Sachin. He says, Arjuna, you become the instrument in my hands. Arjuna was that misconception. He had misunderstood the vision, idea of the battle. So he was declining, but Lord insists. Lord is preaching to him, and that preaching, that dialogue, that is Bhagavad Gita, inspiring Arjuna to act on behalf of the Lord. Lord had appeared to Parikranaya Sadhana Vinashaya Chaduskritam to establish the principles of religion. Lord had appeared to protect his devotees, annihilate the demons of demoniac nature. So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is inspiring him to take up this task of assisting the Lord, or become instrument in hands of the Lord. As this dialogue took place, for this dialogue, although Krishna has spoken with Arjuna, it is not only meant for Arjuna, it is meant for each one of us. If Lord is talking to us, Lord, before leaving for his own abode, he left message behind for us to access that message in the form of Bhagavad Gita, which basically teaches us what is actually our duty. Everyone does talk of this duty, that duty, I have a duty to perform, but we have to study Bhagavad Gita to understand what actually kartavya and akartavya is, what is to be done, what is not to be done, is taught by Lord in form of Bhagavad Gita. The art of action is taught by Lord in Bhagavad Gita. The act of finally understanding that I'm not this body, I'm not this lump of matter, a bag of bones and flesh, but something within that is spark, the spiritual spark, the Atma, the spirit soul, which is part and parcel of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita teaches us this analytical study of, I'm not this body, I'm not this body, I am spirit soul within this body, and this soul is expected to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam. Finally Lord says, please surrender unto me, which is a constitutional position of all the living entities, not just Hindu entities or Indians, though born in Bharat. Lord's message of Bhagavad Gita is not for Indians or Hindus only. It is And in fact, we are not Hindus or Christians or Indians or Americans or blacks or whites or man or woman. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. We are spirit souls, pures, ultimately devotees of the Lord. So this way, by understanding the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, the unity, the world could be united. The world is very much divided into so many factions and pieces and fragmented because of the stress on the matter and the body concept and thoughts related with me and mine, aham, mameti. So Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to transcend this body, transcend the national boundaries, and rise above, be transcendental to the matter, to the world, and realize we are something eternal. The body is temporary, the soul is eternal, and the soul is servant of the Lord, or could be also friend of the Lord, or there are different rasas, different relationships the souls have with the Lord. So this Bhagavad Gita is a gift of God, gift of all that God has name called Krishna, many names. He has name called Ram, Balaram, Narasimha, Parashuram, and like that, many names. Vishnu Sahasranam, there are thousands of names of God. But in this age of Kali, we chant the names Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Lord says, you surrender unto me. But the Vedas and the scriptures say that God's name is not different from God. So surrendering unto the holy name of the Lord is surrendering unto God. So the essence of Bhagavad Gita is Mamekam Sharanam Raju, surrender unto me. And same Sri Krishna, he appears as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago in this age of Kali, and he stressed surrendering Namashraya Kari Jatane Tumi Takaho Apana Kaje. You surrender unto take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this chanting the holy name of the Lord, this process, which is dharma for age of Kali. Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear to establish the principles of religion. And in this age of Kali, dharma for this Kali Yuga is harir namaiva kevalam, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So Lord's representatives, Lord empowers them, facilitates them, so that Lord's message, word of God spreads around. In 20th century, one such great ambassador of the Lord, named called Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, appeared on this planet. He traveled all over the planet for 14 times. He became the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he presented Bhagavad Gita, message of Bhagavad Gita in its purest form. He entitled Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Krishna spoke in its pure form. And that Bhagavad Gita, as we are talking about Bhagavad Gita, is the most popular Bhagavad Gita on the planet, Krishna's Gita, Song of God, as it is presented, explained by his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, as we call him, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, now translated in almost 100 languages. One could read this Bhagavad Gita as it is, even in Hebrew language, or Swahili for Africans, or Chinese, or Dutch, or French, or Czechoslovakian. So this Bhagavad Gita is not... Hello? New Vrindavan.
Tent for auspiciousness with Mahamantra.